Well, it's a kickboxing show. It's based in a ring, and I suppose in kickboxing we have different levels of tournament. We would have floor tournaments where people compete on the mats, but the ring then fighting is basically similar to boxing. You're fighting in a ring with a referee, with three judges, and it's generally geared towards, we say, full contact, low kick, K1. Low kick is kicking to the legs as well as boxing technique. And then K1 then allows you to use your knee as a striking weapon. And that's really what it's geared towards. Then we on this bill, we're having just a couple of light contact that would be similar, but with controlled contact. And that's really it. But it's geared at giving young boys and girls that have fought, come up through the ranks, maybe 10, 12 years of training. They have done the light contact and the kick light and all that, and they want to now test themselves with full contact. And their conditioning has to be better. Their experience in the ring is I suppose, is increased by the amount of times that they get in there. But that's it. We have quite a good few between ourselves and the Coluny Club. We have quite a good few lads and girls that are at that level. So that's really what it was. Into the West is just, I suppose, a pride thing that I have for the West of Ireland. We do lots of events outside the country in Dublin and around. This one is for the West of Ireland, okay, and to cater for our people.
Very good. Because kickboxing ring shows are big audience pullers in other parts of the world, the UK in particular, and that's something you've noticed over the years.
Yeah, for the last 3 years, really, I've been bringing the better fighters or the more experienced lads over to shows in Birmingham, shows in London, up in Scotland. And they've done very, very well with the competition over there. Again, England are fast developing, and I think it's probably geared towards I mean, there's a lot happening in mixed martial arts, and I suppose kickboxing is staying with that, so they're organizing a lot of these type shows, night shows, sometimes a sit down area with ringside seats and food laid on and a bar laid on. And I just thought, it's good. It brings the people out. It educates the people about what we do in kickboxing and the level of skill and fitness that's needed. And why not do one in Sligo? That was my thinking. And
so this is an opportunity for people here in this part of the world to see top level kickboxing in the flesh.
Absolutely. The people that I that are on the bill, that are top on the bill here, are the likes of Billy Dolan Geary. I've had Billy over in England, and he's fought with contact gear on, and he's fought without contact gear, like, controlled. And Oisin Lee and people like Niall McDermott, and so they're the top, and they manage and do well at that level.
So you wanted to have an event in the west of Ireland, ideally in your hometown or home area. In terms of the competitors then who will compete, are you restricting that to west of Ireland competitors, or who's likely to take part here?
No, this is me matching people with the top people around the country. For this show, it's going to be all people from Ireland. Some of them are from Belfast. I have three fighters coming from Belfast, one from Dublin, a couple from Birr and Offaly, and one from Nenagh. One of the better fighters from Peter Foley's Black Dragon Gym in Galway. So they're all matched against our own people and the people from the Coluny Club. They're the best. They're the best in the game, and
that includes women as well as men.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We have a girl, Nora Walsh. There, she has from Drumahaire, and she's competed with the club right up from she was probably 14, 15. She's now in Dublin, and she's back at the weekend and training with us. And she's fighting full contact, but she's also fighting away next month. She's away in Abu Dhabi in November with Billy and Oisin. They're fighting representing Ireland in the WACO European Championships out there. Yeah.
You've just returned from the recent European Junior Championships. A number of Sligo competitors were out there. In an era, Michael, where there are so many counter-attractions, you know, the development of MMA over the last 15 years, boxing is as boxing does, and there's periodic peaks and troughs with boxing at amateur level. To the outsider, kickboxing seems to have held its own in the middle of all that. Is that accurate?
I think so. I think kickboxing around the country is in a healthy place. Yes, we have Olympic recognition down the road, but it's a slow process getting in there and getting.
You need patience.
Yeah, we need. We have. But I think that's common. That's common. We have green lights all the way, but now it's just about time. But I think kickboxing, and I mean kickboxing in Ireland, is a professional body. It's not professional, it's amateur run, but it's professional in its way, and we expect a high level at competition and outside of competition, and because of that I think people recognize I'm 30 nearly 40 years teaching kickboxing in Sligo, and our club is healthy, and people recognize that we do a good job and we look after people.
What's the buzz you get out of it, Michael? Because you are at this a long time. For as long as I've known you, you've been one of the kickboxing gurus in this part of the world. What do you get out of it?
Yeah, Adrian Eames was the you of the time when I was starting off. I just think that it's really good for people. I think the discipline and the respect that they learn. You know, I say to young people, you know, when they start off, I get them on the floor and I sit down and I talk to them and find out where they're from and ask them what they want and talk about discipline, talk about respect for themselves and for other people, the people that they were training with, you know, and what is respect, you know, and give them an understanding of that. Because, I mean, I think that's why kickboxing has remained in a positive place, because I mean, if we look at the Sports Council guidelines, we adhere to those. I mean, Deirdre Lavin in the Sports Partnership and I have worked hand in hand. I was on the board of the Sports Partnership many years ago, and I still work with Deirdre, and she supports us, but she knows that we're doing good stuff for youngsters, and that's what it's about.
What sort of young person is attracted to kickboxing? Like, is it somebody maybe who doesn't go for the team sports, or can you categorize it? Maybe it varies from era to era, year to year.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes you get a youngster who is full of energy, and whatever it is about the team sport, it just doesn't happen for them. And I often get those coming back to me. Mom and dad would come to me and say, well, he's not enjoying, he tried the football or he tried the rugby and it just not happening. And sometimes they fall in. Then we have people who come and do well at other sports. I had a young fella started there only last week, and he has done very, very well at gymnastics, and he wants something else. And I don't know whether he wants the combat part of it, but he's a fit, agile, supple young fella, and he wants to do it. And there's a place for them in, and they're all treated with respect. And if they find what they want in it, then that's great. And it brings them through them years, there's 15, 16, 17, 18 years, brings them to adulthood, and they can make their own mind up then what they want. They're adults. Yeah. And some of them continue on and they do like myself and they start and put it back into it, you know.
To the untrained eye, people will think of kickboxing as fly kicks and spin arounds and this sort of combat style sport. But, and I've learned this from interviewing people like you over the years and watching it, there's so much more to it than that. You know, the teachings of discipline, number one, that it instills in fighters and people connected with the sport.
Yeah, the discipline is an important part of it. And I mean, one of the things I think that we do in kickboxing, we give a structure to develop youngsters. Our belt system, for example, when you start off, you train, you work on your agility, your fitness, your coordination, all of that. And then you work on and you start to prepare for that first white belt. And then that gives you a program where you're working on front straight punches, front kicks, round kicks, etc. And starting off, you know, working in pairs. And then it moves on to your second grade and your third grade. So that structure is there. And that's why we last year have graduated two new black belts, Billy Leon Oisin. And this year we have another young man from Ballymore preparing for his black belt. And there's a strict standard that he has to meet. And he has to have all the other characteristics, like the understanding of teaching and all of that, you know. So it's a bigger package than just fighting. Fighting is just probably part of it. But it's something that some people love and they want to do it. And we give them a controlled environment where they can do it.
Well, for people who want to see kickboxing at its best in the flesh, remind us of the Into the West venue date and time.
All right, so it's on the 18th of October. It's in the Knocknarea Arena, fine arena for that. We will have a bit of glitz to it this time. We have a group coming down from Dublin with lights and all that. Give it a little bit of the what we see when we look at
Michael Stern. Let's get ready to rumble in the boxing ring.
Yeah. Well, we have a good MC for the job as well, and we have We have a bar on the night, and people can come and they can sit down and get their tables. It's €25 to go in to the event. If you organise a table of 10, it's €200. So it's €20, and that in present terms is keeping it. It's a reasonable. It's achievable, like, you know. And hopefully we have a good crowd, and I'd like to invite all the public to come and support it. See what we're doing, you know. And We'll have a good one.
Yeah. So what time does it start at?
It's the first fight is at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30, and we'll run for about 3 hours. With 14 fights on the bill, as I said, there's a lot of good lads on it and girls on it as well. So hopefully we'll have a good night, and be the start of something big for the future.